So it's Thursday, and on Thursdays on the show, we speak to the author of a local non-fiction book. And the book that we're looking at this week is called The Rise and Fall of the ANC Youth League. It's by Rebone Tau. And this book tells the history of the ANC Youth League from its formation in 1944 to the present day. It explores the radicalizing role played by early leaders like Nelson Mandela, Walter Sisulu, O.R. Tambo. It looks at the formation of the ANC Youth League, its student section in exile, which was led by Thabo Mbeki, and then the return from exile in the 1990s and the leadership of the fiery Peter Mokaba. Of course, the controversies around the appointment of Julius Malema, his subsequent sacking, the absence of the Youth League leadership in the Fees Must Fall movement, and also, where is the Youth League today? Is it still relevant at all? It's a fascinating glimpse into a vital and volatile institution, or is it still, in South African politics. Rebone Tau is a former member of the ANC Youth League National Task Team and the chairperson of the Subcommittee on International Relations. Rebone joining me now on the line. Thank you so much for your time, and congratulations on this book. The catalyst for you choosing to write this book, Rebone, was the Fees Must Fall protest in 2015. The ANC Youth League's involvement, or shall I say, lack thereof, in the Fees Must Fall protests, that was a real turning point for the organization.
Good day, Mandy, and good day to the listeners. Indeed, it was a turning point, but also a disappointing one, because the Youth League historically has been vocal on the issue of free education in South Africa, and to see a newly elected leadership under the leadership of the then president, Colonel Maine, being absent on the ground when the students were fighting for free education. This is what led to me writing the book, because I felt that history later might be distorted, you know, and because we don't have any books that talks about the Youth League, and I'm the only and first member of the Youth League to write such a book.
You're right, no account of the ANC Youth League has been written by an insider to date. So what were you hoping to achieve? What did you set out to do here?
I think for me it was more about also because I grew up being mentored by the likes of Ambassador Willie Ntlapo, who led the ANC student section from 1982 to 87 before Jackie Selebi, the late. So he would narrate his stories, you know, about the work that they used to do in exile as the student and youth section. And I felt that I'm getting this rich history and it's not out there in the public domain. Even members of the Youth League, some don't know of such things that were happening and what the Youth League used to be and what how it was relevant in championing interests of young people. And I felt this book can also teach South Africans about the role that the Youth League has played in this country to fight the apartheid system, but also that it was there to champion interests of young people, not what we're seeing today.
So you obviously take us back to the formation in 1944 of the ANC Youth League, a heady time, a completely different time to how the ANC Youth League looks today. And that's important for people to remember the context and the history of the organization and where it came from.
Absolutely, that is very important, you know, and because the ANC at the time was more of a gentleman's club as the Youth League at the time, 1944 generation, called the ANC leadership, because they were more about writing petitions to the apartheid government or to the Queen in London. And the Youth League changed the politics of the ANC, where the ANC ended up becoming a mass organization. That's why we saw like your defiance campaign. That was the role that was played by the Youth League.
And then you look at the Youth League today and what the Youth League has become. It really is a shadow of its former self, and you say that it has become more inward-looking now. What is your assessment, and I don't want to give everything away that's in the book, but what is your assessment of what the ANC Youth League is today in comparison to 1944 when it was formed?
I think one of the things that people must also know about the Youth League, that the Youth League has got two twin tasks, which is to champion interest of the young people and to rally them behind the banner of the ANC. But also, we are missing a Youth League that was more community-driven. That's why if you look at the generation of 1944, they came up with a program of action, you know, that defined the politics of this country, defined what we are seeing today, you know, because some of the things that we actually were saying in 2011 in Galaga, when Julius rose into power for his second term in the Youth League, those were things that the Youth League was merely reminding the ANC of that program of action of 1947, which was adopted by the ANC in 1947, you know.
And then you say in the book that without an active youth league, the ANC is bound to die a slow death. What is your prediction then of what's going to happen here with the ANC Youth League?
I mean, the Youth League in its nature, it's a robust organization. It's got militancy. And also the Youth League brings new ideas to the ANC. And over the past few years, we have seen a Youth League that does not bring any new ideas to the ANC, you know, which has led then to the disbandment. Because if really, if we're to be honest, you know, the 2015 ANC that was elected in 2015 of the Youth League was mainly disbanded because they were not saying anything. They could not be found anywhere. You know, I mean, we just came back from elections in 2019 and they were disbanded after those elections. And you'd not see them playing that role. And South Africa, being a very youthful country, they're failing to occupy the imagination of young people in this country. So we're sitting right now with no leadership of the ANC Youth League at this present moment. We're also going to locally elections and the reality of the matter that young people can't relate to the ANC that was in exile, because for them, fine, they will know about the history that, okay, the ANC fought for this country, but the issues that young people are dealing with today on a day-to-day struggle, the Youth League is failing to champion those interests and the society at large. You've got a lot of corruption happening in different spheres of government, whether local, provincial, national, and the Youth League is silent on all those things. And that is really derailing this country in terms of progress, which must then help the young people of this country. Right now, you've got young people who have just passed matric, who will be going out to universities. There's still issues of NEFSAS. There's been some courses that NEFSAS won't be funding in the next few that have cut off the funding for those courses. And unfortunately, yes, you might not have the Youth League at national level, but you've got still structures of the Youth League in different provinces. And all those structures of the Youth League, all of them are quiet because they are so inward looking. For them, it's more about getting deployment, getting tenders, aligning themselves with certain leaders of the ANC so that they can be sorted out, but not really caring of what is the reality on the ground.
Well, Rebone, this is a very important contribution to our political landscape and the understanding thereof. So thank you, and thank you for joining us today on the Midday Report.
Thank you, and thank you to the listeners.
That's Rebone Tau, a former member of the ANC Youth League National Task Team. So this is an insider account, really. The book is called The Rise and Fall of the ANC Youth League, and an important read if you want to understand politics in South Africa.